I felt I'm in a relationship with two people. One, an extremely good person, and the other one is a monster. That monster can go to any extent to make him feel superior. I noticed a pattern that he abuses me a lot, very bad words and whatnot, that I'm a piece of shit, that I don't deserve anything. That's when I realized ki, no, this is not normal. Someone who claims to be in love with you shouldn't be saying such nasty things to you. So when I noticed this pattern, I realized I hate you. I got up at 3 a.m. to 23 missed calls and a video where my ex-boyfriend was looking straight into the camera, roaming on the streets without clothes and shouting, "I hate you." That video was accompanied by two other videos. One where he showed me his drunk, swollen face, and the next one was a video from the railway tracks. That one came with a caption, "It will be my head instead of the stones I've put on the tracks." On the same night at around 8 p.m., he told me that he wants to marry me and had asked me to finalize the dates. We were chatting simultaneously on three different apps before I slept. This is what it feels like to be in an emotionally abusive relationship. Hi, I'm Prakriti. I'm a content strategist by profession. I'm a blogger by passion. I'm a campsite owner. I was always this extroverted person, full of energy, trying to make new friends, explore new places. So in fact, because of my nature, I have at times attracted some bad personalities as well. Because I am a good person, I feel the other people is also coming with good intentions. I always thought that, like if I have a pure heart, the other person is also coming with a pure heart. So because of this thing, that because of this reason of seeing the goodness in others, there have been incidents where I have been into really bad relationships as well. So it's not very far away, and I was not very young as well. So this is when I was 26, 27. I was just trying to focus on myself and focus on my health, fitness, and overall. And that's when I met this guy who came as an extremely charming person who was trying to show me that he's a replica of me. He was saying the exact same things you would want to hear in a long-term partner. So I met him via fitness group. He came out as this very charming person who loves exploring, who loves outdoors, who loves traveling. In fact, it felt like a male version of me. And he was saying exactly the things which I wanted to hear. And that's the reason probably I fell for it. The initial phases, honeymoon period, of course, it is like for an every relationship. But I felt I am getting whatever I wanted in my long-term partner, whatever was missing in my previous relationships. For example, I had shared with him that, you know, the boyfriend before I was dating him, he never liked outdoors, he never liked camping. So he portrayed as someone that he loves outdoors, that he loves camping, he loves trekking. I'm not sure how much he really did, but we initially started traveling and trekking a lot. We built so many memories during that phase, and I thought it's like the best match ever. So on the first trip itself, in the last few days, I started seeing his behavior is becoming a little creepy. Like he started sharing things that he wouldn't like me traveling solo. However, me traveling solo was never a mystery. Like everyone knows that I like traveling solo. Everyone knows that I love exploring solo. So it came as a shocker to me. And the way he said those things was very creepy. Like, "I will change you. You will not even come to know that you have been changed. I will try to control you. I will not let you do these things," which came as a shocker to me, because before this, it was a very charming personality, a very soft-spoken guy, but this came as a shock. And after making so many good memories on the last day of the trip, trying to kind of scare me that, no, you can't, you have to change yourself in order to be with me. So that was one of the first incidents. The next incident happened on my birthday, when he couldn't see me having fun and enjoying my party with my friends. So basically, for him, it meant that if I'm having happy moments with someone else, it's like I don't need him. So he had this extreme neediness. And whenever he saw me happy with someone else, be it with family, friends, it used to trigger him and he created a scene. He created a scene. He basically ruined my birthday. And he threw tantrums. He threw my power bank. And he just took the entire party to a very bad mood, basically. So this is another incident. I was going to my friend's birthday party. And he never wanted me to go to that party because he felt that he should be invited as well. But he was not invited. And he had this extreme desire to accompany me wherever he can. If possible, he would have even accompanied me to work. So, but I respected my friend's choice of not inviting him and I wanted to go alone. He made me get out of the cab and held my hand and he shouted on the street that I won't let you go. You cannot go. That was one incident where he tried to physically be forceful on with me, but I pushed him back. And probably he realized that it's not possible to physically control me. When he realized it's not possible to physically control me, he tried manipulating me and emotionally abusing me as much as possible. I started noticing that it's an abusive relationship and it's pure manipulation. When I understood that after every fight, after every explosion, he tried to put the blame on me, that because I did this, that's why he got triggered. It was never that he accepted that there's something within him that needs to be changed. For example, there was this instance when we were traveling back from work and he gave me silent treatment for 1.5-2 hours. I couldn't understand. I tried understanding the triggers. I was just getting few calls from my friends and other colleagues. And after that, I was so drained. I just slept off. I got up. There were so many missed calls. And as soon as I picked up his call, he started abusing me. Very bad words and whatnot, that I'm a piece of shit, that I don't deserve anything, my efforts are 10%. And it just left me more drained and confused. And I didn't know what to do, because for me, I was just coming back from work. But after on the next day, he comes to my place with a buffet of breakfast of all my favorite things. And then just after I have breakfast, he again tried to put the blame on me because I was getting calls, because this happened. And I noticed a pattern that he abuses me a lot, to an extent that I'm totally broken down, to an extent that I don't feel like even sharing those things because they are so nasty that I used to feel I shouldn't be sharing it, because in a way, you know, I'm also getting shamed. But then I overcame that and I started sharing things. And then that's when I realized, no, this is not normal. Someone who claims to be in love with you shouldn't be saying such nasty things to you. So when I noticed this pattern, I realized, and I also talked to a friend of mine who's doing research on mental health. And she gave me a questionnaire. I understood what I'm going through is an emotionally abusive relationship. I felt I'm in a relationship with two people. One, an extremely good person, and the other one is a monster. That monster can go to any extent to make him feel superior. That monster can do anything to gain your trust, only to destroy you and break you down. I used to start doubting myself. I used to think I was the reason for his behavior. There was a phase when I started doubting myself that I'm the reason for his insecurities, for his overprotectiveness, for all his negative feelings. I used to think how a girl like me can fall for an abuser. But abusers don't look like abusers. In fact, they take extra care in maintaining their image. I was saved because I was very vocal about all the things which were happening to me. I started sharing everything, all the abusive words, in fact, every little thing in detail to my close friends, my sister, and some bits even to my mom. That made me recognize that it is an abusive relationship. Accepting that it's an emotionally abusive relationship means accepting that it's not my fault, and that was my first step towards healing. Coming out from the abusive relationship, from this cycle of abuse, from this pattern. The thing is, they, like, he tried to isolate me so much. He had problem with all my close friends. He even tried to create distance between me and my sister, and that made it all the more difficult. But the fact that I was very vocal about what's happening with me, I almost shared every little bits and pieces to my sister, to my close friends. It helped me recognize that this is an abusive relationship, and the only way out is to be no contact, to put a complete full stop to it. So I started, whenever I tried breaking up, he always came back crying. He sat for hours outside my place, begging to meet once. And there were instances when I ended up giving him multiple chances. I gave him multiple chances than he deserved. I even thought of taking him to a therapist so that he can get professional help. But I ended up draining myself. I thought there might be a chance that I might have to take therapy, because it was so confusing, these sudden peaks and valleys, this abuse and then coming up and showing up as an overly romantic person. This was making me so drained out that I thought I will do something to myself. I always wanted to sleep in, because I felt that's peaceful rather than going and facing him, facing the world. So I think I kind of had some kind of post-trauma stress disorder, but I still tried and maintained distance as much as possible. The red flags which one should notice in a relationship. Firstly, if someone's trying to be over-friendly, over-charming, and knows everything about you and claims that he likes everything what you like, I think that's what is a number one red flag. Probably that person has already studied you, read about you. Everything is visible these days on social media. The second one is, I would say, these silent treatment, insecurities. If the person is really insecure, gets jealous, doesn't want you to spend time with your family, friends, that's a major red flag. Constant abusing, trying to make you feel down, trying to make him feel superior, that's a big red flag. Another important red flag to notice is, whatever happens, if the person is blaming only you and never owning up for their own mistakes, is blaming you because you are like this, that's why I got triggered, that's a big, big red flag. And the final red flag, which is a major one, is if the person wants to be with you always. Like, I remember my abuser always used to say, I can't handle distance between us. And that distance even meant that he wanted to accompany me to all the parties. And sometimes he randomly showed up near my workplace. Whenever I was out with my work colleagues, he just randomly showed up and surprised me. He sneakingly used to read my messages, take numbers, sometimes track location and show up at the location where I was there. So finally, the only way out was I had to block him everywhere. Absolute no contact. I even blocked him on LinkedIn because he tried sharing some things on LinkedIn. He still stalked my family. He used to send me pics of my dad, my car, but I still refused to meet him. I decided that I will never look back. I will stay strong. And no matter what, I will not go back. I just completely cut off all contact. And that's when my healing process began. I would say, speak up, stand for what you want. Don't let anyone tell you that you are not good enough. You are not what's happening to you. You choose what you are what you choose to become. Like, I reminded myself of the person I was before I met this abuser. I reminded myself how I was so strong. I used to go to the gym. I used to travel solo. I used to write poetry. I used to do photography. I was shamed for doing everything what I liked. And that's not what happens in love, right? Love is supposed to empower you. Love is not supposed to make you feel bad for things you love. And that's when I started picking things up. I started doing all the things which he made me feel bad for. When I started solo traveling, when I started writing, when I did photography, I realized this is what I am. And that's when with time, I healed myself and realized that whatever happens, no matter what, you can always pick yourself up. With self-love, with healing, with the right support, it's all possible.
Josh Talks is now a Spotify exclusive podcast. The audio version of our talks will be available only on Spotify. If you like this video and you'd like to listen to more inspiring stories like this, please follow the Josh Talks podcast only on Spotify.